And he's not, I A-Rod. Don't think.
Yeah, boy.
A-Rod, you guys tell me A-Rod.
Yeah, boy.
You missed him when you wanted him as a player.
Yeah.
Go get him as a manager.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, stop.
Why not?
Well, you want the bullhorn? You want to go down there to City Field and scream for A-Rod?
No,
let's get A-Rod.
I'm not going to be a clone. I'm not doing any of
that. Remember that ha-ha Sabathia? Let's get Sabathia. remember how that worked?
He's got a hot bod. We want A-Rod. How about that? We could do that. No.
You idiot.
I've still got my Manny t-shirt.
No.
Yes.
Shake your fanny. Let's get Manny.
Shake your fanny. Let's get Manny.
I am serious. You want someone that's young, new ideas, dynamic, knows the game, baseball lifer, and most importantly,
he is housing. He's looking for a condo or something with J-Lo.
He's hooked up with J-Lo. He's not going anywhere.
It's going to be Bob Guerin, I bet you. You watch.
That's great. A-Rod or
I'll
Bob
tell you,
Guerin.
That's why. Bob Guerin. I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be Bob Guerin. And the reason I say that, because, you know, he's got a relationship with Sandy Alderson. Plus, he was a former catcher. Those guys tend to be good managers, right?
I would think so, sure.
And if he has a good relationship with Sandy Alderson, that's really all that matters, I think, because he's got to be able to be told what to do and be...
But how about re-energizing a fan base?
So a puppet, basically.
If you're not going to go get Giancarlo Stanton, which we all agree they're not.
They're not going to get him, right?
And God knows what they're going to go out and get.
You want to get A-Rod as your manager.
Could you imagine A-Rod holding up his new jersey as Met manager?
Anytime you get a great fundamentalist.
Could you imagine the sound bites we would have?
He would be a fundamentalist.
I did need that.
Fundamentaling his ass off.
Yes, he would be.
There's no way A-Rod is going to work for Sandy Alderson.
Why?
This isn't going to happen.
Because of what Boomer just said.
It's not going
to
happen.
Do you think he's going to take direction from Alderson?
No, I don't. No way.
Now, everyone has always said, he loves the game. He'd make a great manager. Has he actually said that he's interested in managing?
No, he said he doesn't want to manage Josh.
Well, yeah, right. I would tell you this. Listening to him do games and listening to him describe games, he probably knows more than a lot of managers know. You talk about a lifer. You talk about somebody who eats, sleep, and drink baseball. And
he's busy making real estate A-Rod deals.
For the Mets. Now he's making real estate deals now. And
walking
he's
around
hanging out
nice
with J-Lo
suits,
and everything.
J-Lo,
are you kidding me?
Why would you want
to upset your life by 162-game baseball
because
season?
Because he's bored.
Misery.
He's not bored.
No, he's bored.
No, he's not.
He's a dude, I talked to Kevin Burkhart when I was in L.A.
He wants to be a front office guy is what he wants to be.
When I was in Los Angeles, I was texting with Kevin because I was thinking about going and seeing the studio while I was out there. I ultimately didn't. But I said, you know, I see you have A-Rod come in once in a while, and he raves about A-Rod's just infatuation with the game. He's are nights when he's in L.A.
You know who's like A-Rod? You know who's like A-Rod? Phil Sims is like A-Rod. This moron right here over my left shoulder.
First of all, he's not a moron.
Yeah, he is. Because you know what? Every time you talk to him, it's all about, you know, talking about psycho football stuff.
Right.
And like sometimes
it just
drives me crazy. You know, I told him, I said, you should not be a broadcaster. Don't ever come into the radio station again. Just go run a football team. Some football team needs to hire him.
Why haven't they?
I don't know. I think he's always, you know, had the good job.
It
he's
is a
always,
lot of work,
you know,
though, Boomer.
There's a lot of work in it, but he loves it. He's like a psycho with it.
Yeah. That's a little different, though, doing it.
Did you see
broadcast.
His arm length? Did you see his foot speed? I'm like, oh, Jesus, God, please. You're driving me crazy.
Well,
I mean, so yeah, this guy behind me should be running a football team, just like probably A-Rod should be running a baseball team.
A-Rod for the Mets.
What's what?
I don't. He doesn't want to manage those.
See you in the morning.
Maybe go work for his buddy Derek Jeter when Mattingly gets fired.
No, that's never not happening.
Obviously,
a phone call doesn't hurt. A phone call does not.
But the problem is when these guys get these cush broadcasting jobs, why would they go work for the same money?
Cush broadcasting jobs.
Cush.
So you call this a cush broadcasting job?
No, but the ones where it's like, oh, that's a base hit. That's a cush broadcasting job. So these are very difficult talk shows.
Al is right because A-Rod shows up. He just has to be A-Rod and just tell the audience what he sees.
Same with Phil Sims.
And he goes
Let's go to Pete in Brooklyn. Pete, what's happening, brother?
What's up, boys?
How you doing?
I believe the Mets would have to throw in a little bit of ownership for Mr. A-Rod so he and Jeter could go head-to-head once again in the NL East.
Yeah. Think about the competitive nature
now. Would you like that, Pete?
I would, as a Yankee fan, I think it would be hysterical.
Doesn't help.
See, there you go. There's your Yankee fan just taking a shot at you.
All right, 6:35, Chris
LaPresti. You took a shot back at the Yankee fan and said, you guys spent $500 million on what?
No, I'm not taking a shot for reason. Good. Come on. Go, Chris.
All right, brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Life years ahead. Not a juicy matchup on paper, but ended up being one of the more entertaining Thursday night games we've seen.
Poyer gets the shotgun snap, sets, throws for the goal line. The pass is deflected, and it's intercepted off the a deflection by Michael Brockers.
Kevin Kugler, Westwood 1, has heard here on the fan, a failed two-point conversion with about 2 minutes to play.
That was a brutal play. Yeah. Like, you know, like the wide receiver is going to go out into the flat, into the end zone. And he stopped and ran back into the cover guy.
Yeah, why wouldn't he take that to the sideline?
You know what? I'm telling you, I was just saying, I was telling Brian Jones before, because he and I were looking at the tape. I said, Brian, you know, if that were Julian Edelman and Tom Brady, Julian Edelman would have pressed the defensive back and would have went to the sideline.
Right.
Well, option route.
But it's not, it wasn't those guys. So sometimes guys are like robots on the field. This is what you draw up. This is what I do. And that's what I'm going to do. Other guys have what they call football IQ and are able to communicate with one another and really have a seamless transition to respond to what they're seeing on the field. That's what the Patriots have. Obviously, the San Francisco 49ers in the money part of the game didn't have that last night.
And the Rams, we get another defensive stop after the Niners recovered an onsides kick. L.A. held on to beat San Francisco in a wild one, 41-39.
How disappointing is that? You get the ball in great field position. You only need three to win, and you end up going backwards.
Yep, and they had a big offensive pass interference set up a third down and 20.
I didn't like that.
Third and 20, fourth and 20, nothing.
Come on, let the boys play, man.
So my long-lost brother, Sean McVay, has the Rams off to a 2-1 start.
That emotional up and down right there certainly wears you out. I know that I'll sleep very well tonight.
I can tell by your furrowed eyebrow. You've already forgotten yesterday. He actually
looks a little bit like Sean McVay.
That we were born on the same day in the same year, which you didn't care about, which is why I said it again. Just to tick you off.
It is Al's birthday today.
Yes, it is.
So happy birthday to Al Dukes.
Seamless transition.
Oh, thank you.
So good for you. Big plans?
Oh, well, it's Friday night. I'll be rocking and rolling.
Down on the Jersey Shore there? It feels like
he's
summer.
He's going to be
killing
it on the Jersey Shore tonight.
But it's Friday. Holla!
Yeah. Asbury Park hit? I mean,
I'm going to go see Bob Holding.
This blows.
the Stone Pony tonight.
You're going to go see Bob Holding at the Stone Pony.
Well, he put me on the guest list, so I thought, well, it's free. Free entertainment.
By the way, did Jim Brewer put you on his guest list for tomorrow night at the State Theater?
I have not heard from Jim Brewer's people.
Yeah.
I like that at the end. He's like, he goes, call me,
right?
How?
Yeah, how?
Right,
exactly. Yeah, he's your friend when he's on the air, but when he goes off the air, he forgets who you are.
Did you guys catch? So after he left, someone called Joe and Evan and called him out as being a fraud Met fan, and then he called back in to defend himself.
Oh, he did.
Big day
on
the fan for Jim
Brewer. How did that go?
I'm sure it went fine.
Did they mention the fact that he called himself a Cowboy/Giant fan?
They may have.
Bigger fraud than the Met thing.
I just caught the Met thing.
Right.
It's always easy to call a guy a fraud when he's not sitting in here.
No question. He was sitting here, and I called him a phony.
You did.
In a very loud tone.
Not the caller, though.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, Jared Goff, 22 of 28, 292 yards, 3 TDs, 2 of them to Sammy Watkins, the other to Todd Gurley, who also scored twice on the ground, 149 yards of offense for him. No more Jeff Fisher. Gurley says, this is what I signed up for.
Since I've been here, we haven't been able to do that. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, keep putting points together.
On the flip side,
is Jeff Fisher that bad of a coach there?
You know, he was your 500 coach is what he was. He was a defensive coach, and he always thought you could, you know, just physically beat up people. You know, he doesn't have Eddie George, doesn't have Steve McNair anymore. And, you know, the game has changed. The game has morphed into it in a completely different game. And when you have a quarterback that you've invested a first overall pick in, you better get a guy in there that knows how to get the most out of him. And that's obviously what we have seen from Sean McVay with Jared Goff. Jared Goff is completing 70% of his passes right now.
Amazing, yeah.
He looks like a completely different player.
A lot of props to McVay. That's my guy.
Yeah, I know it's your guy. Now we got a long way to go, but I would tell you he's the leader in the clubhouse. Well, maybe he and Vance Joseph are the leaders in the clubhouse for new coach of the year.
Rookie head coach is off to a good start. Yes. On the flip side, another rookie head coach, Kyle Shanahan, still winless since last season's NFC Championship game.
When you're 0-3 and you're facing some adversity, you know, it's you either get better or worse.
That would be correct.
Their team looks better. Overall, their team looks better. I don't care what you say. I could look at them and I could say, okay, you know, he's definitely had an effect. The problem is they don't have enough players.
Yeah,
right. It's going to take time. It's not the mess that they
it's
were.
Kind of like the Jets.
Yeah, they're not. They're not supposed to be any good this year.
Go compete, and that's what they've done so far.
Niners visit the Cardinals in Week 4. The Rams will be at Dallas. Speaking of the Cowboys, Zeke Elliott with the media yesterday addressing his lack of effort in last Sunday's road loss to the Broncos.
You know, I just can't do that. I was frustrated. You know, I kind of and I wasn't myself.
Cowboys at Cardinals Monday night to wrap up Week 3.
He admitted it.
How could he not? It was on tape.
Did you see what Joe Thomas said? The tackle from the Cleveland Browns. You got to learn how to lose if you are a young man.
Yep.
especially if you come from a program like Ohio State where you don't lose very often.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not used to getting your ass kicked the way they got their ass kicked. It's the NFL, though.
Let me ask you this.
Unfortunately, Joe Thomas had to learn how to lose a lot in Cleveland.
But I mean, that's kind of like the joke in that comment. But what he meant by that is that, look, you can't give up in the middle of a game because you're getting your ass beat. You got to work harder and you got to deal with it and be a pro about it. Yes.
If that video doesn't go viral, it doesn't come out, doesn't go viral, the fact that we played last week where he just sits there and he throws his arms up and then does nothing after the interception, and someone brings that up to him, does he have the same answer? I doubt it. I don't think so.
Stop making excuses for him.
It's probably just handled in
house. Such a Cowboy fan. It's unbelievable.
Did you even hear what I said?
No, but
there was no
like
excuse. I'm actually saying he would not have had the apologetic take and said I shouldn't have done that. I don't think he would have addressed it like this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's saying he fell on the sword because he got outed publicly.
There's nothing you can do to defend it.
And he did say, I can't put that on tape. He said tape multiple times yesterday.
Of course he did. Because that's why he had to do what he did.
Well, because he also heard a lot of people saying the same thing about him, that you can't put it on tape. So, of course, he's going to say that.
Meantime, you've got the disturbing discovery about Aaron Hernandez found to have a severe case of CTE.
We'll get into this in a couple minutes. Yes.
Oh, okay. So we'll move on from that. Giants and Jets both playing at 1:00 Sunday. Didn't get the heads up on that. That seems to be happening more and more these days. Giants and Eagles. Big Blue, of course, looking to get out of that 0-2 hole. Odell Beckham Jr. suffered no setbacks with his ankle sprain Monday night. He's ready for an increased workload.
It's hard to get into the groove, you know, when you're in and out. So I look to play a lot more this week.
And the Giants hope to have Keenan Robinson back at middle linebacker. He's finally out of the concussion protocol.
Throw him the ball. Just throw him the ball.
Keenan Robinson?
No. Odell Beckham Jr. Just throw him the ball. Continue.
No matter what. Triple coverage.
Throw him the ball.
Just throw it to him.
Loosen up the defense.
That's the game plan. All right. Also looking
for the game plan they've had so far.
Yeah, that's true. Also looking for an actual impact from Brandon Marshall. Just two catches through two games. Had the big drop against the Lions. He knows he has to be better.
No one cares about your passes. What have you done for me lately, right? Every year, you have to prove yourself. That's what makes this game so special.
And still concerned for Janoris Jenkins.
Special. What makes the game such a pain in the ass is what it is.
Both ways.
I mean, I make a mistake and everybody sees it and everybody's going to call me
how's
out.
How's that feel?
How's that feel?
How's that feel?
It doesn't feel good. I
know a little bit about that.
Tough crowd. Anyway, still concerned for Janoris Jenkins. The ankle injury that kept him out Monday night has kept him off the practice field this week. Evan Engram also limited by a concussion. The Jets banged up along the D-line. Muhammad Wilkerson yet to practice this week. He's got a shoulder bruise. And Leonard Williams limited by a bone bruise in his wrist. Sounds like that could linger for a while.
You know, I'm going when I get called. And, you know, the decision's up to Coach Bowles, ultimately.
A lot of confidence there. So two of their key cogs along a defensive line that has struggled.
I think they got a chance to beat Miami this week. Why not?
You would hope so.
How many do you think there'll be any Jet fans in the building? I'm
of
serious
course.
About this.
Home opener,
I don't mean
yeah,
any. You know
opener.
What I mean. I think the building might be taken over by Dolphin fans on Sunday.
Well, yeah.
Every Jet fan
the last
I'm
few years
with
it has
is
been. Yeah.
So disgusted with this team, they are not going to any games. And I'm talking about guys that go 3, 4, 5 times a year.
Yeah. Very possible. There's usually a very strong Dolphins contingent
Dolphins
at those
travel
games.
Well, their fans, yeah.
Yep. Right guard Brian Winters sidelined by an abdominal injury. You might have Dakota Dozier matched up with Ndamukong Suh, so that does not bode well for the Jets. To baseball now, Yankees had Thursday off up in Toronto for their final road series of the regular season. First of three with the Blue Jays tonight. Masahiro Tanaka opposed by Marco Estrada. 10 games left for the Yanks. 3 back at the first place Red Sox. 6.5 clear the Twins in the wild card race. This is Joe Girardi.
We will continue to do everything we can to win every game and see where we fall. We're in a better position than we were September 1st.
Minnesota with a 12-1 pounding at the Tigers yesterday. They're 2.5 up on the Angels and the Rangers for the second wild card. Anaheim lost to the Indians 4-1. Francisco Lindor did it again. 3-run homer, his 32nd. Says it's not too shabby to
That's
win 27
wow.
out of 28.
It's pretty cool. I'm glad I'm in this team.
That would be quite an understatement.
I think they're glad to have you.
Yeah, I would think so.
I love that guy. That guy is like, see, he's like, the guy you want on your team.
Yeah.
He is energy. He comes up with big hit after
big
hit.
So I said you could make the case that he is the best player in the game.
Yes.
Based on his position and what he's done offensively and the way his team wins.
It's an incredible year. Over in the National League, the Dodgers' magic number to clinch the NL West down to 1. LA topped the Phillies 5-4. And the Cubs
Curtis
are now.
Curtis Granderson homered.
There you go.
Number 25.
Very exciting.
Yes.
The Cubs are now 4.5 clear of the Brewers.
I
and
would
the
say
NL
the ex-Mets are doing better than the ex-Jets.
I would say the ex-Mets
By
are doing
far.
Better than a lot
yes.
of players
yes.
right now. Yes.
Remember killing Mike Maccagnan for cutting all these guys and getting rid of them? They're not doing anything.
That is true. I thought Eric Decker would have a big impact for the
really
Titans.
They're really not doing
not so
anything.
So far, nope. So the Cubs now 4.5 clear of the Brewers. They rallied past Milwaukee
that was
in
a bad
10
loss
innings.
For Milwaukee
yes, it was. They
not
were.
That
the Cubs
cares,
were
but...
down to. No one cares?
No.
I care.
Okay.
Jeez. No, no, no,
I
totally care.
I mean, goodness.
No, go ahead, go.
It's really the Cubs in Milwaukee.
Yeah. So exactly. The Brewers needed one more out. Javier Baez had the game tying RBI single to put it into extras. And then Chris Bryant had the go ahead 2-run homer for Chicago. The Brewers do remain one back of the Rockies for the second NL wild card. Colorado was shut out by the Padres 3-0. The Mets back home to host the Nationals. Robert Gsellman, Edwin Jackson. You guys touched on this in the opener. Daily News says Sandy Alderson will be back running the team in 2018, even though his contract expires at the end of the year.
A-Rod.
Manager Terry Collins expected to retire at 68.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Good job, Chris. Thank you, sir.